What were Lenin's aims in 1917, and how did the Bolsheviks stay in power through the Civil War? In October 1917, the Bolshevik Party seized power the day before the Second Congress of Soviets met. This was at Lenin's insistence. He had been calling for the party to act since mid-September, although some of his most senior lieutenants, including Zinoviev and Kamenev, were willing to wait and work with other socialist parties. Lenin was determined to avoid a coalition government, especially one with the Mensheviks. And it was Trotsky, a relatively recent Bolshevik convert, who organised the actual seizure the night before the Congress was due to meet. Lenin certainly wanted power, but to understand why he was so anxious to rule as a one-party government, we must understand how he interpreted the situation in Russia in Marx's terms. He argued that Russia, although backward compared to Western Europe, had a developed heavy industry, a politicised proletariat, who he believed would have poor peasant support, a weak bourgeoisie who had proved its inability to govern. Russia must go forward to socialism or go backwards. He did not promise immediate socialism in October, but the dictatorship of the proletariat, a Marxist transition stage between capitalism and socialism. The proletariat would seize power and establish what Lenin called a commune state, based on the Paris Commune of 1871, running their own societies through popularly elected committees and local Soviets, encouraged by the early decrees on peace, land and workers' control. In his State and Revolution, written in the summer of 1917, he talked of the state soon withering away, popular militias replacing an army, the abolition of bureaucracy and people governing themselves. Before that could happen, however, the proletariat's vanguard party, the Bolsheviks, would establish a central revolutionary government to establish the dictatorship over the old exploiting classes, to destroy what was left of the old bourgeois state, the police, army, law, and to create a new state-run economy, control production and distribution of goods, and lead the people to socialism. There could be only one vanguard for the proletariat. The Bolshevik Party was that vanguard, and other socialist parties only represented, for Lenin, richer peasants and the petty bourgeoisie. Moreover, the dictatorship of the proletariat was to be a real dictatorship over the bourgeoisie and the landowning classes, a class war. This was very much part of the transition stage. Immediately after October, the press was censored, the Cheka was established in December, and much new evidence has emerged since the fall of the Soviet Union about Lenin's personal commitment to the use of terror against so-called class enemies.